Hey, it's Pearl here. I'm just coming in before you're going to listen to this party with a little prelude. The party you're about to listen to was recorded previously because we had a guest come in and she is now about to have her baby any minute. And so we had to get her in before she had her baby. This is all about the curriculum. And when she came in, we didn't have some serious details to give you. So I wanted to give them now. Our curriculum is going to be released August 27, so we didn't have that date for you. So that's just in a couple of weeks here, so you can count on that. You can go to the Trim Healthy You website and you can get prices there. All the details, all the things you want to know that we were unable to say in this party, you got them there. So enjoy. This is exciting stuff coming up.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
My
Daddy,
you've changed.
Oh my goodness. We are sitting here, boys and girls, men and women of the world. I don't know how
terrible.
Danny does it.
I'm a terrible beginner.
Danny's not here, but we have somebody sitting in his seat.
Right in his seat and looks totally opposite to Danny.
Opposite to Danny because she's a she.
And she's very pregnant.
Yes, yes.
We're so excited to have you today, Amanda, and the topics that we are covering today.
Thank you. We are excited to be here.
And you got Chloe, your 3-year-old.
Yes, I said we. So I also have 3-year-old Chloe sitting next to me.
She's a beautiful curly
hair. She is gorgeous with blonde curly hair and she's being such a good girl. And speaking of children, actually, that's what this party is.
The only thing that's the same, though, between Danny and her is the flowers.
Yeah. You've got a flower shirt on and Danny comes in flower shirts. You should have.
I know, but that's only when Danny's like
in his husband's robe.
But
yeah.
But today, too many smiles from you, Amanda. Amanda's got this beautiful, open, smiling face. Mm-hmm. Just to describe her to you so you can imagine. Put a
she's
face to
flourishing
the voice.
With pregnancy and she's glowing and she has a very open smiling. You're saying Danny doesn't smile?
No, he does.
Yeah,
he does, but when he has, she said, I should have worn a robe. And I said, but that's when he's got his myriad and she's got too many smiles.
Yeah, Danny wears
a robe. So you have to be grumpy to be in the robe. Yeah.
Or a crisis, kind of crisis.
It's a sad time. I'm pretty happy today. So
yeah.
Big smiles and flowers.
Anyway, you flew in all the way from Texas for this podcast. And I'll get to the title. We don't know what we're going to call it. But this is all about our homeschool curriculum. Actually, not just homeschool, but this is about the Trim Healthy You curriculum for kids, for children. We're so excited.
So excited.
I'm excited for my children.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me
because
too.
My children need to know what we do.
I know.
Like literally, they're like, Mom, like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, I'm one of the authors.
Well, you see, we're one of the authors, and I think our children sort of, because of that, sort of almost took it for granted and almost sneered on it. Sometimes like, Mum, this is an S and E or a Q or an X.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
is this Trim Healthy, Mum?
This is from you, so I don't know what to think
is
about
it. LMNOP.
But I did put my oldest daughter, Meadow, and she's really happy that we did for her high school. I put her through our original book as part of her science. But now my daughter, Autumn, who's 14, is about to, this year, let's start at the beginning. We've got a beginner and intermediate. High school will come next year, probably, Amanda, right, when you've finished
We're
having the baby?
We're hoping so. After a little baby break.
She's about to have this baby.
Here. I'm into baby breaks and I'm into good resting when you have the bumps.
But my own daughter, Autumn, is going to do it this year. So I'm so excited for this new school year. But let's start from the beginning and talk about how this came about and why, right? Because Serena and I had been asked over and over, you guys, you need to do something for a homeschool curriculum.
Our hearts were there. The passion was there. But the thing is that Pearl and I, can I be honest?
Yeah, you be honest
with
you.
We would be the worst curriculum setter-upper is.
Yeah. It would take a lot of organization. And we knew we were also so busy. We knew we had our own books we were writing. We knew we just couldn't get there on our own. And so we were just always putting it on the back burner, knowing there was a huge need for it.
Oh, massive need. Because even my little 10-year-old, I'm like, you need more protein. No. You need protein in that lunch because they make their own lunch.
Yeah.
You know, it's free for all at lunchtime. I make breakfast and dinner. They free for all for lunch. And it's like, well, I'll just have a carrot then. And I'm like, there's no protein in the carrot. I've got to get to the basics with my own children here.
And so then how did it? Tell us how it happened. Maybe you know, Amanda, how it came to be with you and Serena and I.
It was totally a God thing because I am a new homeschooling mom, relatively speaking, because I taught in public school for 7 years. And after we had our son, I was called to stay home. And then after that, I was called to pull my daughter out of public school to homeschool. And so it's all new waters. And whenever I was reading through her health curriculum, I had already started Trim Healthy Mama. And I was reading what they were advising. And I was like, oh, no, that's not right. That's not right either. Okay, let's just scrap this book and Mama will teach you about health and nutrition because, you know, I don't want her being confused with what is good and not. Or
what were some of the things they were saying in there? I know I've read them and I didn't allow my children to do those books. That's
I was just glad that it was brought to my attention so early.
Yeah.
You know, because they're like sponges. And so when they're reading from textbooks, they think this is fact. Everything you read is fact.
Yes.
So it's kind of scary that if you're not aware that they're just going to believe whatever they're reading.
Yeah.
Margarine
was
one of the things. And I was like,
big canola oil pushes too.
And I'm like, butter. We eat butter because, you know, that's real.
No, but they don't like butter. And then a lot of them.
And then even just talking about the fats, it's not necessarily embracing them. It's still that very like low fat
skin
off chicken, kind of low fat dairy, the whole
exactly. It says lean meats.
Yeah, old fashioned approach. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then like for an energy burst, make sure you drink some juice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not gonna be the best approach. You know, because the sugar crash.
Right.
And everything. So I just happened to go on Facebook, which is funny because, as we've talked, I'm not a big Facebook
person. You weren't even a Facebook person.
I go on it for groups because, you know, it's nice to have support and ask questions or research or whatever. And I just posted in, I guess, Maine, the THM Maine group, and asked about y'all and a homeschool curriculum that would teach my children, you know, nutrition biblically based and correctly.
Right.
And, so you said, you know, y'all were busy, you would love to, da da da. And I was like, well, actually, I am a certified teacher. And so then
that's what we were looking for, right?
Sidelined. And here we are, a year and a half later
Did you private message me after that, or did I reach out to you?
In the comments, you said for us to chat on the side.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh my goodness, here's a teacher who says she's willing. What? Maybe I shouldn't just leave this alone. So I messaged Amanda, and you were like, completely open to it, not knowing Amanda. If you'd known what was involved.
I had no idea. It has definitely been a learning
experience. This has taken over your life for like a year and a half.
Girl and I, that things that we think are just going to be, just a little thing.
Yeah.
Nothing's a little thing.
Yeah, that is humongous. And things that we think, okay, well, this will be a kind of a big task.
Yeah.
It's just a ginormous life works.
Yeah, this homeschool curriculum has been a beast. Let me tell you, Amanda has been incredible for us. She, you know, she took the basics of the plan that Serena and I did, and then she just organized in her teacher manner with it, brought in activities, arranged it in a way that children could understand. Of course, Serena and I would always go back in and, you know, tweak and have it the way we wanted it. So it was definitely a co-write. But Amanda, I'm so glad you've been on board, because when I was a homeschool mother, and I've graduated three, I have two left, but they're on their own, you know, high school, and I'm really not
learners.
Involved, independent. And I love teaching them to read, but, you know, after that, when it was like curriculums and stuff, I was such an unorganized homeschooling mother. So, Serene, you've been that way too. So we knew we couldn't pull this off.
I couldn't do it off because people say, well, what curriculum do you use? And I'm like, stumped, because I don't.
Serene just writes on the blackboard.
Yeah, I'm my old-fashioned house in the prairie, write on the blackboard, make it up on the day.
But I'm so excited about this curriculum. Let's talk about it, because there are so many facets to it. It's more than just nutrition. It's so inspiring. I think even adults should read this, right? Leslie got a lot out of it, because it's just the very basics of Trim Healthy Mum without even focusing so much on S or E, because it's not. It's focusing on the fuels that feed us for life.
The science of S and E, I mean, the science of Trim Healthy Mama are It's the science of fuels, not really S or E. Once you understand the fuels, you have a foundation for every season of your life. You have a foundation to help those who need to put weight on.
Yeah.
You have a foundation to help raise babies and toddlers. You have a foundation for when you go through your teenage years, for every season of your whole entire life up until elderly, because you've got the science of the very rock bed bottom principles.
Yes, it's laying the foundation to have the knowledge, because that's what we've talked about, is how knowledge is power.
Yeah.
And I realized this whenever I taught fifth grade, is when I started really on my health journey, just learning about different ingredients like MSG or high fructose corn syrup and realizing the effects on your health and your body. And so I started sharing that with my students, and they were so hungry to learn these things, you know, at 10 and 11 years old. And they started coming to me and telling me about their choices.
Yes.
Well, I had this, but I did this instead. And like, you know, they're excited to have that power, you know, with that knowledge that they can make the choice for themselves now.
I agree. And that's what we're arming children with. I'm so excited about the future. I believe with this curriculum, I'm just speaking it, it's going to change generations. Because when children can embrace this at a young age and get this knowledge, they won't have the issues that so many of us has been through as adults, as teens. I mean, if we can give it to them now, all the health issues they won't have to endure.
Yeah, it's like having a body, like we do, of course, but not knowing anything about it. It's just, it's dangerous.
Mm.
And so many people have been raised in a situation where they're learning everything else, but about the very tent that they're living in. And
how it all goes back to food, our fuel. And it's so common sense, black and white almost, that, you know, and I always use a car analogy for people because it helps click. Like if you drove a diesel, you don't put regular fuel in it. And so like, why do you put things in your body that don't belong in it?
Yeah.
And then you wonder why it's starting to break down, you know? And so our bodies were designed for certain foods.
Yeah.
And when we put in the man-made things and the chemicals, then it starts to break down and we have all these health problems and then wonder why.
You know what the saddest thing is? I think with children these days and even in my generation was that, you know, you start off not really understanding. Now, Serena and I were different because our mother really did teach us some things. We got off on tangents, but we had some fundamentals. But mainly children growing up on a standard American diet, you know, it's just sugar, sugar, whites, whites. Then after that, because that does such damage, after that, all it is this diet after extreme diet. So you've got the extremes. You've just got standard American and then extreme diet, rather than now what we're doing is saying, no, here's the beautiful, sensible, nourishing, delicious balance from the beginning.
I am so excited because Pearl and I, you know, we've got this Trim Healthy Mama book that comes out. Women don't get their hands on it. Maybe they do in teenage years if their mum, you know, starts reading it and it trickles down to them just because they're watching their mum. But we're not getting this information to people until they're already an adult.
Yeah.
But it starts when they're a child. That's when they're, you know, training their taste buds.
Yeah.
That's when they're learning the basics, because today it's so sad. We've got children whose bodies are run down. They're having pre-diabetic issues at 7 years old.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, really, really scary. And so it's really exciting, Amanda, and I'm so thankful for all the work that you've done to help us start reaching at the seed level, which is so, that's where the power is,
the
right?
The seed level. I love that, Serene.
Yes, I do too. Starting to build a foundation from the beginning. And that's what I'm striving to do with my own little family. One of my biggest goals as a mom is just to change my family legacy. I did not grow up in a healthy home on any level. And what you just described, Pearl, was me. Like, we had an entire cabinet of Little Debbies, an entire refrigerator of sodas. And, you know, I just grew up on processed foods all the time, like free reign. And I didn't know any different or any better. And who I was raised by was a yo-yo dieter. And so it was from, I won't say specific names,
right? Yeah.
But it was like one diet to the next. Yes. And so that's what I grew up witnessing. And I mean, I could count points at when I was in eighth grade.
Really?
You know, and so in just what it does to you mentally and emotionally as a person, your self-worth and value and how you see yourself, it's just all wrong. And to be able to equip children from the very beginning with just the knowledge of their own bodies and how God designed them and what it needs, you know, it'll change their whole life.
Yeah,
and it'll go on to their family and the next. And that is my hope and prayer.
I want to hear a little bit about your family, because I know, I mean, I don't even really know your story, if there was weight loss needed or not. I know your husband, even on Trim Healthy Mamas, lost a lot of weight.
Oh,
right?
My hubby. Well, you're looking back at pictures just flabbergasted right now at how big he was. Neither one of us remember him being that big. And that's what happens. You just keep going and going to the self-destruction, and you don't even realize it's
like a
happening.
Frog boiling in water.
And it's just been your cooking, right? He's dropped like, I don't know how many pounds.
About 70 pounds since Christmas.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And you feed him crossovers too, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to make him eat more right now.
Yeah, because he's
like,
dropped
so you've got to eat a little bit more, hon. He was big on sodas and ice cream, the standard American diet.
Right.
And he doesn't like vegetables and stuff like that. And guys, he ate broccoli a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I texted his mom. I was so proud.
Oh, well.
So, I mean, he's made so much progress. Wow. And I'm just so proud of him because, you know, for our kids, you know, to have more energy and to be better examples.
I don't know if Chloe's picking up in the background. She's doing some coloring. She's so cute. Well, she's got an activity book.
Mm-hmm.
But and he's learning and changing and growing. But our kids, you know, this is all they've known, because my son is 4 and she's 3, and I've been doing THM for 3 to 4 years now.
Yeah.
So my son is one of the healthiest 4-year-olds ever. We've joked about him because he loves salmon and quinoa.
You were talking about you gave me a cabbage recipe to put in the beginner's book, which is elementary 3 to 5, and I'm like, oh, Amanda, I just don't know if most of the kids are going to eat this raw cabbage salad. And you're like, but my 4-year-old loves it.
I learned quickly that I can't think of recipes in terms with children with mine, because, and then
I'm like, most of them
fats
are coming from Little Debbie's here.
Yeah, exactly. She's our fats lover. This girl loves butter and avocado and Gouda. Stickers.
Oh, I love it.
And Gouda cheese.
Yes.
She just loves all that. So that's what we say. She has, my 11-year-old noticed, and she said, I think that's why her hair and skin is so beautiful. I'm like, that she already realizes that relation at 11 years old.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
You know what I was going to talk about, you know, in the curriculum. First, we'll go into detail soon about it all, but what you get, because it's a set. It's not just a workbook. But we're very careful, and I love this, never to talk about weight as in overweight, fat,
right,
things like that, losing weight. We never said lose weight.
Yeah.
This is all about being healthy, and we're all so unique. And we don't, you know, any child or teen coming to read these books will never go away thinking, oh, I got to lose weight and I got to do this plan.
No.
It will be a natural thing once they learn the fuels, how to do this and how to educate themselves. And it will happen so naturally. And you won't, as a mom, won't have to be forcing it down their necks, you know?
Another thing I'm excited about too is that even more than ever in this day and age, with just so many electronic inside screen times and just a section in each particular season. You've got the 3 different seasons.
Yeah, we've got 2 so far. Okay, so we've got elementary, which we call beginner learning level. Then we've got junior high, grade 6 to 8, which we call intermediate. Next year will be high school. It's not quite ready yet.
But we kind of introduce them to exercise. Isn't that sad that you actually have to introduce children to exercise? But these days you do, right? Because they've just learnt to not move their body, and it feels natural to not move.
Yeah.
And so it's an exciting thing, I think.
Yeah, Serene really spearheaded that part of it.
At the seed level, that they start to think about outside time and play time and start to get a love for movement.
Right.
And
And it's a fun thing, and that's what I love, that we focused with your ideas, with the exercise and everything, because of course, with what I've already shared, I did not grow up with any sort of you should exercise and move your body mindset. So I've very much been in the camp that is such a hard thing to work into my life. There's always way more things that need to be, you know, taken care of than for me to take 20 minutes to exercise. I love the work-ins. Mm-hmm. Totally going to plug that in. And because I can put it on, the kids think they're fun.
Right.
And my 11-year-old loves to do them with me. And it's quick enough that I can fit that into a day. But at the kid level, you know, showing them just moving your body, find what you love, you know,
exactly
what you're passionate mm-hmm. about. And then it becomes a natural part of their life already.
Yes.
And it will never be something that's hard for them yeah. to fit in.
Yes. So true.
So let's talk about a little about what we're going to be offering here real soon in time for the new school year. And guys, I want you to know that we worked so hard to try and get it for you for this so that it would be. It was almost like we knew we were going to make elementary, but we didn't really know if we were going to make this junior high, this intermediate one. And then we just decided, no, let's go for it. If it takes 24 hours a day, we don't care.
But that's my gonna... what if you could.
Yeah,
Thanks,
Danny. Was, Amanda. It was. And so we just pushed and pushed and pushed. And it looks like, you know, we're going to make that. But so they're kits. So let's talk about with beginner level and intermediate level, what you're going to get in this kit, because there's so much more than this workbook. Amanda, you want to take the details on some of this?
Sure. I wanted to hit like all the different learning styles and just offer hands-on and make it more real for them. And also wanted it to be visually appealing and not something that was like, you know, cartoony or something, but something that was more like beautiful, mm-hmm. you know, and rich. To show them how gorgeous these foods are that God created, and to give them opportunities to get their hands in on it too. It's not just something that you're reading, but hands-on activities and recipes to cook with their parents or with the intermediate. There's a lot easier recipes so they can just take over in the kitchen on their own.
Right.
And then, like with Serene's great exercise ideas, we have exercise cards for the kids so they can have them on hand to start learn how to do these different types of moves and exercises.
Yeah. So what we've got in each learning level, there's three learning levels, you've got the workbook. And the workbook is where all the information is. And so that will be read. There's spaces for them to fill out. You know, there's questions. There's no... high school will have some quizzes and tests, but there is no test. You can write in your answers and discuss it with a parent or a classmate or something like that. But we wanted it to be more, I love learning this rather than I have to learn this. So that's why we didn't do these like, now you got to take this hard to take quiz and study up for it, because we thought that just will take away from the love of learning this exciting information. And so, yeah, the workbook is full of pictures, it's full of activities, and it's full of this information that's going to change their lives. Then we have a whole set of recipe cards.
I am so excited.
That go with each workbook. They're laminated. They're right there. They're easy to read for kids. They're going to go on this little round
loop, the ring,
so they won't, you know, be lost. Not to mention that we have a whole bunch of printables. So with the younger grades, there's printables. They're going to print. They're going to have things that they can color in. They're going to have posters for the wall. It goes with each concept that you're learning. There's things to print, and so that's just so fun. And here's the great thing for parents: a whole new website we've created on the back end called the Parent Portal, and in that, you're going to have all the information to arm you as a parent, like how to teach each chapter, even though it's very self-explanatory. If you want to do this, if you want to show your child this extra thing, there's going to be videos there. There's going to be places where you can upload videos of your kids cooking. I mean, it's going to be like an interactive place.
Yes, we wanted to make it to where the kids could really work through it independently.
Yeah.
That was our goal. But some parents like to be more involved at different levels, and we understand that. So on the parent portal, it's like everything you need to either know like exactly what the kid is learning, but also giving you supplemental things, the videos that they could watch about certain parts of the workbook, and then, you know, extra access to things that will help you as they're going through it. So you can be as hands-on with them as you want. And the kids, but they can totally go through, aside from some of the cooking with the younger kids. But children. They're not goats.
You've been listening to our mother. She doesn't like us to call them kids. She's like, kids are baby goats.
That's what I just said, goats. I adore your mother. You know that. Yeah. But with the older kids, like if they aren't familiar with being, you know, in the kitchen, like it's part of homeschool in our life. My daughter, she cooks for us something each week. Like she'll take over a breakfast item or a couple snack items. And, you know, that empowers them. When they leave the house, they're going to need these skills.
That reminded me of one thing you just said there, Amanda. And that is, this doesn't have to be just for homeschoolers, though. This is for all children, whether they go to public school or, you know, private school or not. This could be a great thing for, I think, any child or teen.
Because I tell you what, it's missing from school.
Yeah, it absolutely.
Public school,
is.
Private absolutely. School. It's totally missing. You know why it's missing? Because anything where it's like institution in that way, like hospitals,
right?
That somehow the nutrition programs are still back 50 years ago in information. Like I just had to go to the hospital. My child, it wasn't like a health issue, but a teeth, you know, pulled thing. And, you know, afterwards, we were there had to stay the night and we're looking through the menu and there was nothing on that menu, nothing that I would want to order for my child. Like they couldn't, there's cold smoothies, fruit smoothies. I'm like, oh, yay. Come to find out, most of them were mixed with ice cream and they all had sugar.
Mm.
It was crazy.
Yes, and the irony.
Yeah.
You know, you're healing.
You can't find, real food when you need it most.
Right.
At places.
Protein.
And you know they're not going to teach nutrition properly if the very cafeteria itself isn't based.
Yeah, exactly.
And healthy foods. So. Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be so great. So it's coming out before. This has been a big deal.
I don't know what time this party is airing because we are doing this ahead of time, like a month ahead of when you'll be listening to this, because Amanda is very pregnant, so she needs to go home and have her baby.
Very pregnant.
Yes. And so, but it should be, the goal is, should be in time for you to have your new school year, have it for your new school year. And, you know, I think, I you know, the vision that I have here is, you know, when we first put our book out, Serene, Trim, Healthy Mama, you know, it's a big book, and just a few ladies got hold of it, but they... Because it so impacted their life in such a profound way, they shared it with others.
Right.
And I see this happening. You know, I see homeschooling mothers and buying this and their children just grabbing hold of these concepts and taking them as their own.
Right.
And then that child saying, oh, look, I make this, to another one. And that homeschooling mom saying, what? Where did you learn that? You know, and just passing a way of getting this message out into America and the rest of the world that we haven't even had yet.
And when you said, Pearl, take it as their own, I felt like I got goosebumps going up my arms because that's it. Instead of like, eat your broccoli. Nope.
Right?
If you don't finish that, well, then the next meal I'm going to bring back out your peas on your plate. No, but when they take it as their own and they understand why. They understand why. Whoa, this food builds my body. Yep. Whoa, 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 whoa. This food, that helps my skin shine and my skin keeps supple. And this food here, oh, that helps me be on top of my game. So I'm going to win the races or blah, blah, blah. It's like, wow. It's like, it's empowerment.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Mama, bring on the broccoli.
Yeah.
Then they'll know. It's not going to be something. And that's one of the big things that I've seen in feedback from moms is if it's coming from some other source besides me, you know, it gives them this hope. You know, I'm not going to be the one that's nagging or trying to get them to do this or that. They'll be learning it on their own. And when they internalize it, then it gives them that.
I believe the children are going to be the ones spurring on the health of the family.
It'll change
families. Once this information is in their hearts and their minds, I can just see it. I'm like, no, come on, mum and dad, we're eating this way. You know,
I love
don't need that sugar.
The internalize was your word, and information was your word, Pearl. Both of those are key words because it's one thing being told to eat your broccoli.
Mm.
But it's another thing when you know exactly what it's doing for you. You know exactly it's knowing the very the physicality of it, exactly what it does when it passes the taste buds.
Yes.
And it's great because there's going to be recipes with that they can make that's going to make them feel more hands-on so that they're going to feel like it's going to taste better because they actually put their hands into it and it's kid-friendly.
You know, we talk about mind, you know, what you say and words and all the things that we've talked about on this party, really, like declaration. You know, maybe you've said before, well, I don't like veggies. And then we encourage them to just look at that again and speak out something different and then try a new recipe. And if you didn't like it before, hey, what about this one? Open your mind to this. And I think a lot of picky eaters are going to become foodies.
Oh, totes.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, we're giving them options. You know, you think in children in their lives, they don't really have a lot of options. They're told, you know, where to go, what to do. This is what you're eating. Yeah. And they're just given to them. And so you take away that the choice that they have. So they it feels more like forced or a burden.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas when they are now going to learn, hey, I can have broccoli roasted with seasonings. It doesn't have to be flavorless and mushy like I've had it before. And hey, this actually tastes amazing.
Yeah.
And so now, hey, I like broccoli.
Right.
You know, and for them to just go through that process of discovery on their own, they're going to be the foodies.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
There's two chapters that I'm really excited about that I want to talk about, and well, they're in the junior high. When I want to talk about the junior high, which is what we call the intermediate learning level, it's sort of written for grade 6 to 8, but if you have a high schooler, and we are going to come out with a high school one, but not yet, we don't know when, I would easily put my high schooler through this. You know, it's okay.
If you're 75, you could go through
you
it.
Could still,
there's
what we said
still
at the beginning.
Stuff to learn. It doesn't matter the age. Like you said, even adults could go through it.
There's a lot of Trim Healthy Mamas maybe on like a – maybe they're just feeling stuck.
Yeah.
Maybe they
actually,
need to
if
go
you don't
through.
Understand the plan, go read one of these curriculums.
Read the intermediate book. Seriously. Yeah. But, it could be encouraging.
We've got a whole bunch of girls standing outside this door. Hold on. Let's figure out what they want. Oh, Serene's pushing them away.
Shooing them away.
I want to talk about these two chapters that I'm really excited about, Amanda. One is the eating out chapter, which is, you know, kids are going to be going out. They're going to be going to pizza. They're going to be going to the mall. They're going to be going to the movie theater, to parties. I think it's a great one to where we talked about the all or nothing concept, which is a diet-minded concept, where people mess up and they feel shame, you know, and we cover that. And it's like, you're not going to be perfect, but guess what? You can be wise.
Exactly.
And that's the difference. And we teach wisdom versus perfection and all the things they can eat when they go out. But hey, guess what? If there's only cupcakes at your friend's party and nothing else, it's okay to enjoy your friend's party. And we just talk about, you know, that guilt and shame and all that. They are nowhere.
So basically,
they should be nowhere in this plan.
They're going to learn balance.
Yes.
Beautiful
at
balance.
At a young age, rather than, like you said, counting points in grade 8. No, we don't want that.
No, we don't want that.
A beautiful
and
balance.
That's the freedom that it's going to give them to know that, okay, today I'm not really going to be able to make the healthiest of choices. I'm going to do the best I can. Mm-hmm. And then when I have more control over situation, you know, I can make different choices. But even like I love the holidays part, and this came from a heart.
Yes.
Just like what I've dealt with clients, and that seems to be such the hardest thing for them is when they go.
Oh, we should say you're also a Trim Healthy Mama coach.
I have been, yes.
A Trim you had Healthy to Mama. Turn I'm, away a lot of clients because
I'm on
of
a
this
break.
Book.
I just can't believe the baby's still in. Last time we were writing books
and
I was pregnant, it was like the book brought the baby
Honestly, Serene, you know what it's like. You know what it's like. She's been doing that right up until the end, but she's got a fortitude
for you,
it.
Amanda,
I've never gone early before, so we'll see if the book does that for this one.
Well, I don't
But you were talking about holidays,
But just being... So when we're home, we have our houses stocked with healthy foods and choices, and we know what to do for snacks, whatever. It's there. It's normal and routine, but it's when we leave the house. Okay, so now what? When we're in this drive-thru or when we're at this person's house or this get-together.
Yeah.
So it comes the resolve. Okay, so what choice am I going to make? And just giving the kids the knowledge behind these choices and the freedom that sometimes they're not going to be the best, but it doesn't change who you are.
Right.
It doesn't change your self-worth. And that we are not going to attach shame to food.
No way.
Not.
And one of the biggest things that I've tried to help people with is when you're with other people, holidays and get-togethers, it's about people and making memories. And yeah, there may be tons of things there that can harm your body. And you may have a couple of them, but you're there to focus on making memories with others and what the event is about. Mm-hmm. And it's not about food. That's not the center. Yeah. It's not the focus. And so just to take that off of them, because so many of our, you know, traditions and holidays in this country, right, it's all about food. But just to refocus on what really matters. When you look back at Christmas, when you were 10, you're not going to remember that fifth fudge ball that you ate, but yeah, you know, the time you had playing with your cousins, that's right, what's exactly going to be more important.
So true. And you know what I love though, you know, when we're dealing with women, and so many of us, we're dealing with habits already entrenched, like,
right,
well, I learned to go through the drive-thru and I learned to get that sundae because it was my comfort, and I learned that I wanted fries always with my burger, and I did that for 25 years. What, I'm gonna stop?
Yeah,
but we have pretty clean slates here. It's with so these kids exciting. And they can go through the drive-thru and they can realize, well, guess what? Drive-thru might not be the best, but I can make a wise decision here. I can learn to get a bunless burger. If there's a whole grain bun, I can get that. You know, it's amazing all the bad habits that will never be started when you get them young.
I have very wiry, thin girls,
yes,
and boys, but I'm so excited, especially with my girls, that they're learning to love zucchini noodles.
Yeah.
Even though they could definitely handle organic, right, whole wheat noodles or whatever, yeah, or brown rice noodles or whatever, they could, their metabolism could totally rock that.
Right.
But the learning the habit,
yeah,
of loving zucchini noodles and things like that, so that when they get older,
yeah,
and maybe their metabolism isn't going to rock those whole, yeah, grain noodles,
right,
they have already got a taste.
Yeah.
They know it's an option.
So, yes.
They, yeah, know that it's available.
Yes. And they like it. The other chapter I'm really excited about is, it's just called Changes.
Yes.
And
that's
it is
my
in
favorite.
Yes. We started out and we were sort of really sort of scared of this chapter. It's like, it was talking about, so, you know, you're in these, starting into these teen years now, and your body's changing, your hormones are changing. What does all this have to do with food? And we go into the science of how, you know, boys start out with very little testosterone. You oftentimes less than 20 by when they're about 10. They get to 15. They have testosterone almost at 1,000. Oftentimes it goes that high, and so that changes brain space. It changes body space. It changes all these things. What does food have to do with this? And we, yes, show how food is, you know, either your medicine, or it can really harm you for your later life during your times, and how it intertwines with hormones, and for girls too. We talk about some things, but not in a fear-based way. We talk about some things like PCOS and some other things that can happen when sugars go too high. And we don't do like a big scare, you better eat good because this might happen. But it's just wise to be informed.
Just so you know, the choices that you're making now can affect you later
your
in
fertility,
life.
Your fertility, all of these things, even your parenthood.
I so wish I knew it when I was...
Your ability to have children.
Right, when I was going through all of that, and I was on a vegan, soya-based, yeah, everything.
I know you were at 14.
Yeah, 14, just heading into puberty, and it was like everything soy, no healthy animal fats at all. And I wish I had that information back then. So I'm excited. I'm excited for this new generation. I am so,
yeah, just
excited.
For sense, with all the crazy stuff out there right now, you know, as these kids, and we talk about this a lot, when as you get older, you're going to hear about more and more things that this is bad, that butter is bad, or no, you're going to hear that grains are bad. No, you're going to hear that the next thing is bad.
Right, to protect them from that.
What does God say?
Yes, what is infallible?
Yeah.
What is never going, yeah, to change? And that's, of course, what attracted me to Trim Healthy Mama in the beginning, is because it's not just one, you know, another fad. It is based on biblical truth, and, yeah, that is infallible.
And interesting, I love that biblical truth is also historic truth. You know, mm-hmm, foods that these people have been eating for thousands of years, and they've sustained civilizations, they've sustained families and generations, and then suddenly tomorrow they're bad.
Yeah.
No, we don't have to get into fear over these things, and that's just what we want to give to this latest generation. Know your truths, know them in your heart, they're infallible. These things are not going to change, even though you're going to hear all these voices.
And that God designed each of them the way that he did. That's one of my favorite parts of the changes is the self-esteem aspect, and just don't look to your left and right of what the changes that other people are going through, because each body is going to change differently at different times. And, you know, just looking in the mirror and being dissatisfied with this or that, and knowing that, you know, there's a purpose, and that God created you exactly how you are. And it's okay to go through awkward stages. We all have, you know, they feel so alone and at that time, and they usually isolate themselves. But if they learn this is completely normal, and we put scripture in there of how Jesus, you know, went through it himself. And
isn't that funny? You don't think about it, but Jesus went through puberty.
I know.
Absolutely. He came, you know, as we all did, so he would know everything as we do.
Yeah.
And
I love this thing where we talk about the book. I'm giving it away, but it's so cool. You know, a lot of my kids hated, I said it so much because I was like I've always been very open with my kids about all things, you know, sexual, and I felt like
I know,
in a good
because
way.
My children would come to the door and they were like, "Hey, my mom wants to know if she can pop over, see your mom." My mom has her period. Like, they knew everything. They're just like,
that's how we are too. We're open and honest.
But
our
I know
kids
a lot
know.
Of kids, and even mine, you know, they find the word puberty just weird. Okay,
they like, find it like puberty.
Yeah, it's like
they think
awkward.
They've got poop in their pants.
So we have this whole idea in this changes thing, and we take it. Have a whole new look at it. This time is your apprenticeship. And we talk about, you know, how if you ever watch a movie, you know, some young apprentice has got the samurai sword and they're learning and they're swinging it and they fall down, but they get back up and the master has to train them and they hone their skills and they keep getting better and better. And this time is where they're learning to take care of their body for a higher mission for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
And so that's when they're training. This is the time when you're learning. Yeah, you're going to fall down. Guess what? You're going to learn that skill. Mm-hmm. Don't stay down there in the dust. Get up. Get your sword, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's a really cool, positive way of looking at it rather than just, oh, man, I ate 5 donuts. I'll never get this. Of course you are. You're just down in the dust. Get back up.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
The perspective of it as an apprenticeship was brilliant. That was completely you, Pearl. Oh. And it was like, yes, it makes it something positive and kind of exciting. Like, exciting. We're going to go through this little adventure. It's going to be kind of bumpy. But on the other side, you know, I'm going to rock this.
Oh, totally. Mm. So that's it, guys. I mean, you can tell how excited we are. I know you guys are excited too, because anytime I say the word curriculum on like the Facebooks, it's just like,
explode.
Yes. Oh, are they ready? Yes. Are they ready? Yes. And so we're going to do this together, whether you're a homeschooling mother like Serena and I, Amanda, or if you're not, it doesn't matter. We hope this brings life and peace to your home and just wisdom to your home and life-changingness. That's going to change generations. Yeah. We believe it.
Yep.
Amen. We do.
So thanks for flying in, Amanda, for this. Thanks for all your work.
Yes, thank you.
And I know you're going to have a million questions as we go on, because we're going to have the parent portal and there'll be tweaks and there'll be people going to, I want this from you guys now. Can you do this? And I'll be like, Amanda. But we're going to give her a break, so she's going to go have a baby.
See you guys.
See you.
Bye. Trim off him all on my way. And then I'll be trim off him all to stay.